Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Gang, I'm crunch time making a video right now for the Nerd Talk. I don't even know what the crap you call it. Anyway, just going to give you a couple nerdy hits here and then be looking for the rest of it on the old internet here in the coming days. Here's the first one. First Nerd Talk of the day.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Grab your nearest 90s friend and shake them! Dinosaurs, the TV show, is coming to Disney+. It's like Roseanne, only a household of different species of dinosaurs who are somehow related. Ah, there's four seasons of that thing? So it feels like some things we should just let go extinct. Billionaire Mackenzie Scott. You might know her for her ex-husband's moniker, Jeff Bezos. Well, she's rapidly giving away her half of that Amazon fortune. Her second cash dump of the year was just north of $4 billion to good causes. Maybe a couple evil ones too, I didn't do the research. Though try as she might, the pandemic has only made her wealth grow, and she's probably still richer than when this whole thing started. Because of course. And finally, the Hawaiian ranch that was the location for Lost is up for sale at $45 million. Maybe we could get J.J. Abrams to buy it and then banish him there to be eaten by smoke monsters. Also, it's now infested with smoke monsters. They're quite the nuisance. Oh, but maybe there's a Totoro. Totoro, Totoro. Sorry, I've been streaming Totoro on HBO Max a lot.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Oh, boy. Can you imagine having the money to buy that Hawaiian ranch? Oahu is where it's at. I don't know anything about Hawaii at all, other than that my friend Sean was a former member of the Navy and was quite the swimmer and got to do a little lifeguard duty while Lost was filming there. I don't know the actor's name, but what was the character's name? Saeed, maybe? That's the picture I think of, Sean, if you're listening to this. That's cool. I say we should banish J.J. Abrams there. Actually, this works out really well because my friend Sean is the one who gave me the most grief about this, and I've changed my mind, sort of. I say throw J.J. Abrams to the banishment on the island of smoke monsters because you really ruined Star Wars. Wow, that was more aggressive than I intended. That last movie had really fun parts to it. Cool fight scenes and chemistry and stuff like that. But it had so many problems and was such garbage for the greater Star Wars world. You had like such a huge responsibility and my God, did you blow it. You idiot. Also, I just found out that the Darth Maul bobblehead that I have on my desk, the head has been on backwards this whole time, so takes one to know one, I guess. Anyway, the Palpatine storyline and the clone thing and the what's his name with the cracked skull and he was in charge for a minute for a movie. All that. All just a bunch of hot garbage. I didn't like the second of the trilogy. JJ did 7 and 9. I didn't like movie number 8, and that's why I say Sean convinced me halfway, because he's tried to long and hard to sell me on movie number 8, and I think that movie sucks. I like what it does for the greater... It's like, that's the problem. They like each did something kind of opposite of one another. Rian Johnson made a movie that helps the continuum of Star Wars work a lot better, while JJ made a fun movie that ruined Star Wars ultimately. Also, there's no way they could have done all that in 16 hours or whatever. Get bent. JJ, you blew it. You idiot. He's probably very nice, and he's very rich, and I'm... couldn't do it myself, so JJ, how dare you? That's better. Okay, good. So we all have that friend that like searches and possibly posts too much about Bitcoin and crypto, I should say. That's what they're into. And maybe that did some, what do you call that, mining? Some Bitcoin mining back in the day. Well, that friend is probably filthy rich. Nerd talk, yeah! Remember a few years ago when everyone went Bitcoin crazy?
This internet money, I gotta have it!
Well, hopefully you did get a dummy, because today, a single Bitcoin broke the $20,000 barrier. Whoa! My buddy who bought it all at like $8. Get him! No, don't actually do that. Facebook took out full-page newspaper ads today attacking Apple, who with iOS 14 are cracking down on third-party apps tracking people without better transparency. Facebook claims it'll hurt small business. Look, that might be true, but the biggest data mining bully ever pushing small business out in front as their battering ram is rich. And finally, the nerds at Nerdist.com have declared that Baby Yoda is this year's best Christmas tree topper. The dinosaur atop mine disagrees. But to everyone hanging ornaments with clear fishing wire from their ceilings above the outstretched hand of the child, like he's manipulating them with the Force, you do make a pretty good argument. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! It was a bit longer than I anticipated. Also, thanks, said after sex. Goodbye!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.